Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Trouble Live. Oh, just got exciting news. My dry cleaner is having a 30% off summer shirt-tacular. Man, this day is looking up. Make sure you join me tomorrow night at Pin Chasers for Bone Bowling Night. Register to win a Cabot for two on the Mike Calta Cruise. Just by bowling a strike, that's all. I hope Kelsey and Jason do it tomorrow night. I mean, I hope they do it, but I mean,
I hope they do it.
They roll every week and they don't make it. And I want those two on the cruise.
Nude Kelsey?
Oh man,
I don't know if they'd appreciate me sharing, but during our drunken conversations at brunch, she did tell me how big his penis was, and it's real big.
I never doubted that. I assumed that he would have a large.
Oh really? I don't ever assume.
Well, I don't either. I don't normally assume, but he just strikes me as the kind of guy who would.
He's got some swag.
Yeah, he has the swag of a man who's packing a hog.
Her boobs were out at the brunch, and you're thinking about his hog.
No, I wasn't thinking about it. It just came up in conversation.
I wasn't thinking about it. I have lots of conversations. I don't ever get to the dude's hog length.
You know, you don't connect on that kind of level where people want to tell you about the husband's dong.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
I'm good not being on that level, Jonathan.
Yeah, no, you are.
I'm not.
you're not cool not being on that level with someone? I got you.
I like boobs.
Who doesn't? Is your name Mary?
Yes.
What a sexy little voice you got on you, Mary.
I'm sorry. The guy who answered the phone could have just answered my question, and we could have been done with this a long time ago.
Well, then we wouldn't have gotten to hear that beautiful melodic voice of yours, sweetheart.
I just don't understand what pegging means. This is your big
debut. It's listening to the song Steely Dan's Peg while you're having sex. It's called pegging. Do you believe that?
Really?
You got a little computer on that phone of yours?
No.
You got a laptop?
No.
You got a PC? You got a desktop monitor? PC?
I guess I don't know what the hell pegging is.
Do you have the Google?
You got a strap on?
Whoa. Do you? Ma'am, how old are you?
Pretty old.
That's what I was going to say. But, I mean, how old? Like, because you could be 50 with the bad palm oil habit, or you could be 80 with just the ravages of time on that larynx of yours. Which one's closer to the truth, 50 or 80?
I'm closer to 50, thank you.
I knew it. Palm oils. So, what do you think pegging is?
That's what I was asking, and that's why the guy who answered the phone could have just told me.
Yeah, we know he could have, but he chose not to. Why'd you go speakerphone all of a sudden? You need to go hands-free, getting a little worked up over there, Grandma? Yeah. Smacking that old whisker biscuit around, are you?
What the hell?
Really? You just answered my question.
A what?
It's whisker biscuit.
What the hell?
Never heard of that before?
No! I don't want to hear it again.
Yeah.
Don't say it a third time because it'll show up like Beetlejuice.
No, it makes sense.
That's a great term, by the way. Ma'am, you Googled things before, though, right? You're of an age where you probably have... What?
Stop.
Are you yelling...
Mr. Seth?
Are you yelling at a dog or are you yelling at me?
I'm yelling at Seth.
Oh, what'd he do?
I want him to talk to me because apparently you don't want to answer my question.
I'll tell you.
He's a pro. He's well versed.
Yeah, you're asking the right guy. Trust me. We just found out that he's trying to get Phoebe to do it to him.
I'm really not.
And that she's down for it. You just have to make a quick trip to the Pink Taco.
What the hell is pegging?
Mary, pegging is when a man is on all fours or lying on his back.
I prefer the back.
Yeah, I prefer
more
missionary.
More intimate that way, like eye contact.
And there's a...
I like to be on top sometimes,
it's
too.
It's almost
honestly.
Like a...
Champ.
Reverse cowboy.
Almost like a colonoscopy is being performed, not by a doctor, but by a significant other. You dig?
You see where he's coming from?
I'm really proud of myself for that description.
Really well done. Really well done.
Could have been more vivid.
And gotten us all fired. Mary?
Beth, can we lose it? Yeah, let's lose the music. What did you just say?
She's older.
Pegging was?
She can't hear it.
I would think an old dame like you would appreciate a little Steely Dan from the 1960s and 70s.
Steely Dan, but not when I'm trying to get a definition. Thank you very much.
You have a very pleasant demeanor. Has anyone ever told you that?
Seth? I'm just happy that I can be here. When people need to know what a word means, I want to be the serious person to answer that question.
Yeah, and you are in this case.
I always wanted to be that guy.
You are.
Here I am.
Okay, Seth, so exactly what the hell did you say it was?
Why are you speaking so meanly to the gentleman who's going to give you the answer? Don't you know you catch more flies with honey than you do with vinegar?
I got yelled at by a steward on a flight home.
He did.
Okay, I'll do it again. It's when a gentleman lies on his back or all fours and a colonoscopy is performed not by a doctor but by a significant other.
You following along, Grandma? Are you there?
I don't get it.
Okay, can I try?
No, I'll be good. I promise. Let me give it a shot.
Okay,
because you're the last.
I thought I painted a beautiful. Once you got medical, you
muddied the waters.
That's the only way to stay employed.
You did not use that expression. You did not muddy anything.
Well,
all right. Let's talk for a moment, Mary. And I'm gonna drop the mess in with you, facade, and I'll drop the music. Okay?
Yeah, I don't get it.
That's what I'm picking up. And clearly you don't have Google and you don't have Encyclopedia Britannica and you don't have any other methods of reference. So I'm gonna be patient with you. You know how traditionally, I'm assuming the last time you made love, there was the 1960s or so, the 70s perhaps, maybe a crazy beanbag party with some left-handed cigarettes being passed around. And you remember what sex was like. And traditionally, the man would have sex with the woman in a traditional heterosexual way. You following me so far?
Okay. I don't think he was on his back.
Don't get ahead of me, Mary. I'm trying to teach you something. Just don't go ahead. If we don't understand what X means, you can't go right to 3X equals 9, X equals 3. You know what I'm saying?
All I need is a definition. That's it. I got it. I can do it.
Are you in Kuwait? Why is there a 9-second delay with your answers?
I don't understand. And Roger talks about it all the time, and I don't get it.
Ask him.
He's way into it.
Yeah, Roger. He likes to pretend like he's down, but he's not.
Roger's a fake ass pegger. Is what he is. He's a fake ass pegger.
What does Roger say about it?
No, I don't do any pegging.
Yeah, you do.
He says, "I love pegging.
I love pegging."
He loves pegging, and I'm like, I don't know what that means.
He said that on the radio.
They kind of took it out of context.
Oh, okay. All right.
They mess with them.
Those wacky radio guys.
I know. He's pretending to be like what we're really into. So, okay, here we go. When a man traditionally makes love to a woman, you insert tab A into slot B, like you're putting together a jigsaw puzzle. As an old lady, you probably put together your share of nicotine-stained jigsaw puzzles. Am I right?
What is pegging?
Just let me try. I'll be good.
Why won't she follow them?
All right, fine.
All right, John. My hand's over the dump button, and I'm shutting off your mic a minute.
Okay.
I won't.
I promise. I'm going to make you proud.
But what if she says I don't get it after this one?
No,
then I'm
going to
find
out
where she is, and I'm going to get her.
Okay.
Get a rolling pin.
So I'm sorry. Mary, so you are aware that outside of traditional sex, there is another type of sex that people experiment with that is not traditional.
Kinky.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Kinky stuff, Mary.
On the old backside. You with
me?
I'm
sure there's lots of types of things that people do, but...
Okay, so think of the scenario where it's not a man doing that to a woman, but a woman doing that act to a man using a third-party device that is attached to her.
What? What?
Which part didn't you understand, Mary?
What?
Which part are you?
John nailed it.
I mean, John gave a great
third-party device. We needed that term.
John gave a great explanation, and if you don't get it, I'm starting to think that the problem might not be us or pegging. The problem might be you.
Okay, if you say so.
But I'm trying to help. When
I just never heard the term before, and Roger never really explained what the hell it was about.
Damn that, Roger.
And then you were talking about it.
Right.
I was like, well, I'm going to find out what the hell pegging is. I guess now I'm not going to find out what pegging is.
Well, John just told you what it is. It's a woman doing it to a man like a man would do it to a woman.
What the hell does that mean?
The butt? It's...
Mary's messing with us.
Mary, you got to know what it is. You can't really be this ignorant. And I don't mean to call you names, but you really can't be this ignorant.
You are being really mean to me.
Oh good Lord.
Jesus Christ Almighty. She needs help.
The butt?
Mary...
Does she understand what it is? She just doesn't know why people do it?
Or do you just not know what we're talking about?
I really don't get it. I mean, I don't get it.
Okay, Mary.
Mary. Up, down, sideways, you know,
she's
whatever.
She's totally
she is, yeah.
You're messing with us.
I don't think she is,
I think she is. She's messing with us.
Dude, we all gave her great descriptions of this.
Okay, Mary, here's this is going to do it for you.
What the hell is pegging?
Mary.
Got it.
Mary. Let's suppose that you and I go out for an evening of beverages, okay? We go to watch the planes land down at Tampa International Airport in an abandoned parking lot somewhere, and we have a couple of too many Bartles and James wine coolers, okay? And we get a little randy, all right? Now I go, Mary, I want you to lay down, face down, ass up, and that's the way I'm going to mount you, okay? You with me so far? Do you have a visual?
Of course.
Okay. Now, let's suppose instead of that happening, the Bartles and James still happens, the airplane still happens and all that, but I'm lying face down and you're on top of me, Mary.
What the hell do you think I'm going to put in?
It's a third party. The third party apparatus.
I got to let her go. She's messing with us.
John, if you decide not to name your podcast, Sending Says, you have to name a third party device.
Third party device is a great name for your podcast. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025.
Now, who gave the best description? Call now.
We got to vote somebody off the island. Is it John Seth or Drew? Drew Garabo live. Hello.
Drew Garabo?
Yes, sir.
It's on site when I see you.
I'm sorry. It's on site when I see you?
Oh, no. I don't think that's good.
What does that mean?
I don't know. I'm putting it into Urban Dictionary right now.
I think that's is that a threat?
That's a threat.
It's on site when I see you.
Does that mean it's going down?
Yeah, that's what it means, yeah.
It's on site when I see you. Okay, well, I'll be at Pin Chasers tomorrow night, Armenia location, 8 until 10, if you want to stop on by, if you want to make it on site.
Oh, no.
What does it mean?
Oh, geez, okay. According to the top definition on Urban Dictionary, on site, when you see someone you dislike or have a problem with, mm-hmm. and you guys automatically break out into a scrap upon seeing one another.
Wow. Well,
if that guy comes through, this is in it. I'm using it in a sentence. If that guy comes through, it's on site.
Okay. Well, I'll be at Pinchasters Armenia tomorrow night.
But, you know, we don't want to do on-site. We don't want to do on-site at a work event, do we?
I'll give you a koozie. I'll give you a keychain, whatever you want to
say. You don't want to go get on-site.
Drew Grab Alive, hello.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. What's up, dude?
That was some fantastic radio, by the way.
Credit.
I hope Mary's listening. I want her to rent the movie Deadpool and reference the term. Right. Happy International Women's Day.
Thank you. That's a very good... and by the way, in Deadpool 2, there is yet another reference of that, which makes me think that that Ryan Reynolds probably really likes that. Drew Garabo live, hello.
What's up,
can you imagine
bro?
If Ryan Reynolds is a peg bro? Like, can you imagine if Ryan Reynolds is a peg bro with us?
Oh,
like,
my gosh.
Like, if he had that written into the script because he's a peg bro like us.
I mean, I'm more intrigued in the fact that, Blake Lively would be down with that, but...
Oh, she would.
I'm just envisioning her there with her third party.
I think this is Balls, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, I think it is as well.
Unmistakable sound of Balls saying,
no
bro.
No longer on fire.
Bro, the entire Peggy thing was great. I love it. And that was phenomenal, bro. Like, that lady's out of her goddamn mind. She's an idiot. But I kind of like her. I really do.
Oh, you certainly
And that was great, bro.
Thank you very much, Balls. I appreciate that very much. And you can watch for Mike Moser said this. I want a third-party device is opening for Breaking Benjamin this weekend. So everybody,
thank you.
Everybody can go check them out.
Oh, I wanted to find out more from Balls because I know he's a big Roger and JP fan about, you know, what Roger's really into.
Oh, I think Roger accidentally said that one time and they took it out of context. But Mary still doesn't know what.
Well, it's good that you guys are out in front of this revolution.
Well, yeah, Seth, you were here. Balls is like cool now. He like calls in now.
I don't have a problem with Balls. Yeah. He's a nice guy. I saw him at the Punch Out, and I don't think I've ever had a problem with him before.
I know. You love Balls.
Okay.
727-579-1025 at 800-771-1025.
Come on, guys. My first day back.
All right. So when we come back, no more Mary, and we'll do It's Okay, It's Not Okay for Real, involving a school administrator in Manatee County and some very, there's no other way to say it, insensitive and stupid comments that he made in a book, and he might keep his job for it. You know what I love about shaving with Harry's is I like to get my neck looking good before I go out. There's nothing worse than feeling like you're scruffy all over and you're old and gray everywhere. So you can trim up that gray on your neck by Harry's. And man, I'll tell you, it gives you a close shave and the weighted razor handle is everything. For a limited time only, new customers can save big on a Harry's shave set by using my code GARABO at harrys.com. You'll get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and travel cover for only $3 plus free shipping. Harry's was founded by a couple of guys that were tired of paying for overpriced and overdesigned razors. They knew that you get a great shave from a great razor, not from gimmicks like vibrating heads and flex balls and all that. So they bought a world-class blade factory in Germany. They grind steel into sharp, durable blades that are made to last. 100% quality guarantee, by the way. And for a limited time only, Harry's has a special offer for listeners of this very radio program. New customers get $5 off a shave set from Harry's with the code GARABO at harrys.com. That means you can get a starter set that comes with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping when you use the code GARABO at harrys.com. Join the millions of guys who've already switched and go to harrys.com today. Use my code GARABO at checkout to claim your offer.